if you get lost hunting or you wander off a hiking trail, a select group of volunteers may come to look for you. Canine search and rescue teams spend countless hours training to make sure they can find you. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt went to see how a rookie dog learns the job.
German Shepherd Kaya lifts her nose in the air, sniffs, and takes off. Kaya is searching a nature preserve in the middle of Richland, Washington. She's searching for missing hikers.
Kaya, work it!
Gina McNierney is Kaya's owner. She's had Kaya since she was a puppy. McNierney has been training her to become a search and rescue dog since she was 5 months old. Now she's two. McNierney isn't far behind Kaya. Jingle bells are tied around Kaya's collar so that McNierney can hear her when Kaya is running through the desert brush. Today, Kaya and McNierney are looking for two volunteers, posing as missing hikers. Search and rescue teams must volunteer at least 30 hours a year, not to mention at-home practice, to hone the dog's skills.
You spend as much time doing this, they definitely become like your child, my best friend.
The dogs have to practice to learn how to deal with different situations. Kaya hasn't worked this type of terrain before. All of the other animal scents, like deer, create a potpourri of smells. They're so enticing for Kaya that, at first, it's hard for her to concentrate on her search.
Oh, Kaya. Here. Sit. We need to talk.
She's searching for Harry Visser. He's one of today's volunteer missing hikers. Search and rescue team member Barb Lee helps him hide behind brambles and in between several tree stumps.
Can you fit in between those two logs right there and sit there?
Yeah.
Because the curve of the branch and everything will help hide you.
Now, Visser is out of sight for those walking the winding path several feet away. To find Visser, Kaya is using a search method known as air scent. Lee says it's the most common way of looking for a lost person.
The missing hiker, when you send the dog out, they're just looking for human scent. And they're going to go to whatever they find. And if they find somebody that is not lost, okay, we reward the dog anyway and say, good job. You did great. And tell them to keep on working.
Kaya's nose leads her to several hikers, dogs, and a tarp with human scent as she searches for Visser.
Got it, Kaya. Come on. Good girl. Come on.
Kaya has to search a 40-acre area. She hasn't yet figured out that Visser is hidden about 100 yards away at this point in her search. But she's heading closer. Dogs' noses are up to 100 times more powerful than humans. That's why Kaya's owner, Gina McNierney, says she has faith in her dog.
You know what? She's always right, so why am I not going to trust her?
About an hour into the search, Kaya finds the brambles where missing hiker Harry Visser is hiding. She makes her way to the two stumps, strikes a proud, nose-up-in-the-air pose, as if to say, look, I did it. Then she runs back to McNierney. Kaya is happy after a hard day's work.
Good girl. Show me. That's a good girl.
R 560 to base.
Dog team Kaya and Gina have located their such, and he seems fine and well with a smile on.
Good girl, Kaya.
A few more successful practice runs like this one, and Kaya should be ready to find a lost hiker in real life, hopefully in the spring. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland, Washington.